These are the police cases released to the media by the Squamish RCMP for the week of January 3 to 9, 2023. Pedestrian struck. The driver of a pickup truck hit a pedestrian wearing dark clothing in a dark area on Laurelwood Road, near Channel Road, on January 6. Police and paramedics with BC Ambulance Service went to the scene. The pedestrian was taken to the hospital as a precaution but had no apparent injuries. Arson. A man started a fire at a building he had been evicted from at the 37,800 block of 3rd Avenue on January 5. Squamish Fire Rescue called in Squamish RCMP. Police arrested the man for arson and released him with a future court date. Threats. A driver was arrested on January 3, at about 9:30 a.m., after an incident regarding speeding in a school zone. Police say a group of men standing on the side of the road saw a pickup truck speeding in the school zone. One of the men threw his hands up at the pickup driver, who then stopped and made threats with an object and tried unsuccessfully to punch one of the men before driving off. While driving away, the driver hit one of the men with his pickup's mirror. Police arrested the man and released him with a future court date. Impaired driving. Over the last week, Squamish officers stopped two drivers who failed a breathalyzer test and were issued 90-day driving prohibitions, and their vehicles were impounded for impaired driving. In a third instance, an impaired driver was already prohibited from driving, and this driver was arrested and later released with documents for a future court date. All three were Squamish residents. Total number of files from January 3 to 9 to 158. False alarm calls, 14. False, abandoned 911 calls, 3. Collision investigations, 9. Mental Health Act calls, 8. Theft from vehicle calls, 0. Anyone with any information regarding the above files is asked to contact the Squamish RCMP at 604-892-6100. Contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, or go to the website www.solvecrime.ca.